Rami Khoury, editor of Beirut's Daily Star, says there is guarded optimism in the Arab world regarding the prospects for Middle East peace in a post-Arafat era.
I think there's a sense that there is a possibility for change, but the general expectation is that the change has to come from Israel rather than from the Palestinians. And I think we're going to see a continuation of the existing policies of the Palestinians, their willingness to negotiate a permanent peace and end to the Israeli occupation and coexistence with Israel.
Rami Khoury says Palestinians believe that Israel has to decide if it wants to perpetuate a military occupation and sacrifice everything for the sake of what it views as a security blanket to keep the situation under control.
The current Israeli policy, which focuses on doing everything they can to try to assure Israel security and prevent suicide bombings, is not giving Israel security, nor is it promoting peace. There's resistance against Israel because of the occupation, the harsh military measures and building the wall, assassinating militants and expanding settlements. So Israel has about five or six things it can do to initiate a new perspective on how Israelis and Palestinians can sit down and negotiate peace rather than wage a war.
Rami Khoury says the Palestinians think that the United States is taking a serious look at becoming more engaged in promoting negotiations.
The sense among most Arabs is that the United States is the only external mediator that really has influence with Israel. But there's also concern that the United States tends to be more pro-Israeli than fair, which is a problem if the U.S. wants to be a mediator.
Janine Zakaria, Washington correspondent for the Jerusalem Post, says most Israelis feel no regret that Yasser Arafat is now gone.
I think Israelis understood that there was no prospect of a peace agreement so long as Arafat was in charge, and they're hopeful that perhaps a moderate leadership could emerge with whom they could negotiate. The problem is, as we already saw on Sunday, with shots fired at Mahmoud Abbas, this number one among these possible moderate replacements, that there's going to be a power struggle among the Palestinians that could involve groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad flexing their muscle via suicide bombings, and also trying to undermine a possible new peace partner.
Although most Europeans would like to see a resumption of the peace process and a revival of the roadmap for a two-state solution, Janine Zakaria of the Jerusalem Post says the only game in town in Israel is probably Prime Minister Sharon's disengagement plan from Gaza.
I think that the tendency in Israel is, despite Arafat's death, to first implement that plan. Now, one positive byproduct of Arafat's death is that now maybe a leader can emerge with whom Israel can negotiate this withdrawal, at least. But I don't think you'll see any willingness on the Israeli side, at least until after we see who wins the election on January 9th, to really engage in step-by-step negotiations like we had during the 90s. But I think that Israel would allow elections to go ahead and then see who emerges as the Palestinians' future leader. I don't think they will try to meddle in the outcome.
Aristidis Kotopo is publisher of Sinar Harapan, independent newspaper in Jakarta. He reminds that the president of Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim nation, was one of the dignitaries who attended Mr. Arafat's funeral in Cairo. Mr. Kotopo says Indonesians view the Palestinian struggle not as a religious war, but as a struggle for freedom and statehood.
In Indonesia, we have had great sympathy for Palestinians because Indonesia achieved its independence in 1945, but only got recognition after a long struggle. Since then, Indonesia has had a very active role in supporting independence movements all over the world. I think it takes more than two to make peace. It is not just between the State of Israel and the Palestine Liberation Organization. The United States has great influence as from Indonesia that the U.S. will, for once, stay true to its ideals of being a beacon of freedom for all people.
Although today's guests are united in their opinion that a Middle East peace process should resume, they are divided over who has the greatest responsibility for its success: Israel, the Palestinians, or the United States. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.